This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Jan Ashwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through recriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. The Parliament passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amended certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offences to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has handed over the investigation of the Malda case to the National Investigation Agency. The NIA team will reach West Bengal today. The Supreme Court had taken serious note of 7 judicial officials engaged in an SIR exercise being taken hostage in Malda district. The court had termed it deplorable and sought responses from the State Home Secretary, Director General of Police and other officials for their inaction. The Apex Court directed the Election Commission to order a probe by either the CBI or NIA and to immediately ensure security for judicial officers, including deployment of central forces if required. The decision has been taken in compliance with the directive of the Supreme Court. They will submit the preliminary report to the Apex Court on 6th of April. Meanwhile, the Chief Election Commissioner has expressed strong displeasure and anguish over the law and order situation in the state following the incident in Malda, where judicial officers were intimidated and attacked. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the commissioning ceremony of the advanced stealth frigate Taragiri in Visakhapatnam today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the commissioning highlights the strategic and maritime importance of India's Eastern Seaboard. It also highlights the Indian Navy's sustained focus on strengthening its combat readiness and operational might while strongly reinforcing the objectives of the Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has decided to allow residents to exchange Indian rupee notes at foreign exchange counters at the departure halls in the international airports. In a notification issued in Mumbai, the RBI said that the facility is being expanded to residents along with non-residents after a review of the existing framework governing money exchanging activities at airports. Accordingly, travellers will be able to exchange Indian rupee notes in the forex counters established in the duty-free area or security hold area beyond the immigration or customs desk. RBI has added that the master direction on money changing activities is being amended accordingly. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a peaceful settlement of the West Asia conflict. He said that it is high time for the United States and Israel to stop the war that is inflicting immense human suffering and triggering devastating economic consequences. He asked Iran to stop attacking neighboring nations. In a tweet, he said that the conflicts end when leaders choose dialogue over destruction. He said that the choice still exists and it must be made now. Speaking to the press outside the Security Council in New York, the UN chief said every day this war continues, human suffering grows. US President Donald Trump has sacked his Attorney General Pam Bondi. He announced that this in a Truth Social post. She will be replaced by Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. President Trump was reportedly displeased with Bondi's release of the files relating to Jeffrey Epstein. He said that the Bondi will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector. 60-year-old Bondi is the second cabinet official dismissed by Mr. Trump following the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on March 5. In Indian Premier League cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata a short while ago. Chasing a victory target of 227, KKR were bundled out for 161 in just 16 overs. Earlier put into bat, Hyderabad scored 226 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.